The Senate Judiciary Committee, voting along party lines, today killed the nomination of Texas Supreme Court Justice Priscilla Owen. She was up for a seat on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. President Bush promptly condemned the vote as politically motivated, but Senate Democrats say the vote sends a message to the White House that they will not rubber-stamp nominees who are so ideologically conservative as to be out of the mainstream. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Today's vote marked the second time that Senate Judiciary Committee Democrats have lined up to defeat a Bush judicial nominee. And the debate inside the Senate Judiciary Committee was something of a replay, as Republicans cried foul and Democrats responded that they've confirmed more Bush judges than the Republicans did Clinton judges in a similar period. "We have no objection to conservatives," said Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy, "but ideologues are not going to make it." But if, as the Democrats claim, they were trying to send the president a message, Mr. Bush wasn't hearing it. On the stump in Kentucky, he had this to say.
"A handful of senators distorted her record. A handful of senators acting out of pure politics."
That sentiment was echoed at today's Judiciary Committee meeting by ranking Republican Orrin Hatch.
"The injustice my colleagues intend to dispense today is like no other committee has ever inflicted. Today, my colleagues are set to reject a nominee who is unblemished in every respect but for the smears of her opponents. My colleagues will kill for the first time in history a nominee who has received the American Bar Association's unanimous rating of well qualified, a rating that earlier this year they announced to be the gold standard for judicial nominees."
Democrats countered that when the Republicans had controlled the Judiciary Committee during the Clinton administration, GOP leaders refused even to hold hearings or to allow votes at all on 10 appeals court nominees who had been rated well-qualified by the ABA. In contrast, asserted Chairman Leahy, he was giving the Bush nominees a fair hearing and a chance to be voted on up or down. And he said the Senate should not rubber stamp a nominee like Justice Owen, who had been picked to carry out a conservative agenda first on the state Supreme Court and now on a federal appeals court.
"Plucked from a law firm by political consultant Karl Rove, Justice Owen ran as a conservative big business candidate for the Texas Supreme Court. A strong financial and other support from the business community. And she fulfilled her promise. She became the most conservative judge on a conservative court, standing out for her ends-oriented extremist decision-making. Now, on a bigger stage, the president, Mr. Rove, wanted a repeat performance to send Justice Owen to a court one step below the Supreme Court of the United States."
Addressing the Owen nomination, Senator Dianne Feinstein said her decision had been motivated by principle, not politics.
"This is my most difficult vote. First of all, I've never voted against a woman. Second of all, I have met Priscilla Owen. I have talked with her. I like her very much."
In the end, though, Feinstein said she'd concluded that Owen was hostile to the rights of consumers and hostile to a woman's right to choose. The California Democrat asserted that in 12 abortion cases involving the Texas parental notification law, Owen had sought to erect barriers to abortion that were not contained in state legislation, barriers that made it much more difficult for young women to get abortions. Feinstein asserted that Owen's judicial views on abortion had been so out of the mainstream that they'd been rejected by a majority of her colleagues on the all-Republican Texas Supreme Court, a court that then included Alberto Gonzalez, now President Bush's White House counsel. Senator Hatch responded that Owen's dissents were not about abortion, but about a parent's right to be notified when his or her child is getting an abortion.
"Justice Owen was picked to be opposed because she is a friend of President Bush from Texas. Justice Owen is being opposed by an axis of profits. This axis of profits combines the money of trial lawyers and the abortion industry to fund the Washington special interest groups."
Democrat Charles Schumer jabbed back at Hatch.
"We will not be bamboozled. We will not be told we are toadies of some group. There are very active groups on both sides."
Schumer complained that the White House has been trying to steamroll Senate Democrats. He said that even today's uncontroversial nominee to the appeals court in New York, Rena Raji, who was later approved, was selected without consulting the senators from her state. "I read about it in the newspapers," he said, adding that Judge Raji is a widely respected conservative Republican whom he can and does support. But Republicans said repeatedly that Democrats had crossed a new line in rejecting Owen, warned Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell, "What goes around, comes around." Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.